picture show. It's unique, boutique, the screening room, Kingston's only downtown cinema, a cool and cozy gem. So silence the phone, leave your worries at home, take an armchair vacation to sights unseen, fly solo with friends, or take a date, it's great, we'll butter the screening room. Independently owned and operated, three screens with showtimes daily, special events, private rentals, fully accessible, in the heart of downtown Kingston at 120 Princess Street. Sign up for our weekly email newsletter at screeningroomkingston.com.
You are listening to CFRC Radio from Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario, 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca.
This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
The music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Wild, flagrant abuses of the God-given gift of sex.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. I'm Phil Gray. This is episode 635. This episode we are focusing largely on music from the European continent, but we started in the States, traditional home of 60s Garage, with a band called The Nods. K-N-O-D-D-S, super obscure. I can't even track down where I found this track, but it is a cover, of course, of It's All Over Now, originally released by The Valentinos. featuring Bobby Womack in 1964, covered, of course, by The Stones. Number one UK hit in July 64, The Nods with It's All Over Now.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Phil Gray, host of Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Oh. It's a labour of love. And if you dig what I do, why not buy me a beer? Or just a coffee? You can do that now via buymeacoffee.com/Mr. Phil Gray. That's buymeacoffee.com/MrPhilGrey, Mr. Phil Gray. I may not be able to have a beer or coffee in person, but we can do it virtually. On with the show.
Well, we head to the UK now for a band called the Junko Partners. Formed 1964 in the northeast of the UK, played together through to 1971. This track, a 1965 A-side on Columbia, and it's called As Long As I Have You.
Let me tell you, he runs it properly. He runs it strong.
What do you come to me with the love for? Has everyone else decided they don't want you anymore? You were their machine. They turn you on and watch you entertain their need. I said I love you, but love is another word. To you it was the same as all your other four-letter words. Now you're saying take me back, but don't you see there's nothing left for me to love? Stop it, do you think? Can you see that it's just turning into cold and lifeless ashes? Yeah.
My name is Peter Klubeck. I'm in Austria and living in Luxembourg, and you're listening to Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show and Psychedelia from all over the world.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show, track out of the UK and two out of the US. We started it with the Junko Partners, As Long As I Have You, then the Wild Herd. Wild, W-Y-L-D-E, Herd, H-E-A-R-D. Members from two towns, Peoria, Illinois and Janesville, Wisconsin. 1967-45, B-side from the Wild Herd called Stop It Girl, and wrapping the set, a track called Time from the Aches and Pains. An unreleased acetate from a group out of the New York City area. Now, there was an Aches and Pains who put out a 45 on Press Records. This quite probably was a different band. Nobody seems to be able to confirm that, though. And possibly a 1966 recording, Acetate from the Aches and Pains.
Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
We're going to talk now about a band called Days with a Z, Days of the Week, also known as the Grotesque Mummies. This one's a bit of a story. This 45 on Peace Records 1967 and the Grotesque Mummies described as the first musical experience for most of the members, as it was influenced to a great deal by the recent records of Frank Zappa's Mothers of Invention album Freak Out and several releases by the Fugs. They practiced in the basement of parents, quite an eclectic band, included the use of electric motors or an electric drill to accentuate the rhythm section. It apparently only had one live performance, but Grotesque Mummies did have a 45 release on Peace Records 1967. This is the A-side, One Night Stand.
Oh, Everybody grab your automobiles, we're going down the Harrow Road. I got a little Morris and it's doing fine, although it's 96 years old. It's got a superstar handle and a 987-654-321. My BB negative dehydraulic reaxle just for fun. Me and my mighty Morris 10, burning up the inside lane. Me and my mighty Morris 10, burning up the inside lane. Overtaking all the people on the near side, man, we shut them down. Me and my mighty Morris 10, getting around.
Sad indictment of our society. Psychiatrists believe that prolonged exposure, though he may not be aware of its true nature, will nevertheless pervert.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Mr. President, oh, you send me back home again. Yes, I love my country, but oh, leaving you, baby, was so very hard. Was so very hard. You know I never did get the notion, honey. Oh, burning up my draft card. I have to hug my packing rifle, Lord, and make believe that it is you. Lord, I make believe that it is you. Until we can be together, baby. Oh, that's the best thing that I can do. a dollar. Oh, I'll make it back home all right. Back home, all right. I got to close my letter now, darling. I got a call. Whoa, I got a call to go and find.
And Phil is a terrific guy. He's working very hard.
Richard speaks.
States, UK and Canada. Let's run through the four tracks. Starting off, Grotesque Mummy's One Night Stand. Then the episode 6. This one actually releases a 45 here in New Zealand on Pi in 1966. But the episode 6 were actually out of Harrow, London, forming 1965. No commercial success in the UK, but apparently it had some sort of success in Beirut, of all places. So they formed in Hatch End in Middlesex, July 64, out of two local bands, the Madisons and the Lightnings. They had all met at Harrow County School. Band members included Ian Gillan and Roger Glover, who went on in the late 60s to form Deep Purple. As the episode 6, they performed with Dusty Springfield and a very young David Bowie. From the episode 6, B-side of a 45 called Mighty Morris 10. Followed that up with an artist called King Solomon, or actually King Solo-Man. So for clarity, this is not Solomon Burke, who was also sometimes known as King Solomon. This King Solo-Man, 1966-45 on a label called Kent, more electric blues than 60s garage. Track called Please Mr. President, released 66. Johnson was in the White House. This track, direct commentary on the Vietnam War. King Solomon, Please Mr. President. Then back to Canada, a band out of Manitoba called the Midnight Angels, recorded for a label called Apex, the A-side of a 1967-45, the track called I'm Sufferin' from the short-lived garage punk band out of Canada.
We're in the middle of the most remarkable phenomenon of an American society which elsewhere is remarkably puritan.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk radio show and podcast.
Let's look at some global garage. I said most of the tracks this week were out of continental Europe. This is the exception. Another track out of Canada to get us going, but it is in French. The band, Le Pavois de Fleurs. The track, Va-t'en chez toi, on a label called Sonora. Released in Canada, February 1968. Just 1:45. Both the A and B side, written by Pierre Beauregard, who we assume is a member of Le Pavois de Fleurs. This is Va-t'en chez toi.
Va-t'en chez toi, va-t'en chez toi. Tu disais que tu n'étais qu'à moi, mais tu as porté un qui te veut. Voilà, je saisis ton jeu. Et pourtant, je t'aimais. Maintenant, je te hais. Va-t'en chez toi. C'est fini, je ne veux plus rien savoir. J'en ai assez de toujours te croire. Ce soir j'ai tout découvert.
There are many languages in the world. They don't even know what the language is.
Retrospect.
Sandra, Marlène, Catherine, Magda, Sylvia. Ce sont des petits gadgets qui n'ont ni queue ni tête. Des gadgets en socket, ça parle, mais que c'est bête.
Qu'est-ce que tu dragues, Audrey? Qu'est-ce que tu dragues, Audrey?
Audrey, je drague Sandra, Liliane, Sophie, Maria, Claudia. De petits badges qu'on s'accroche au passage. Des badges à péage, de vrais sacs de couchage.
Qu'est-ce que tu dragues, Audrey? Qu'est-ce que tu dragues, Audrey?
Audrey, je drague toutes celles et celles qui sont là.
And I frankly think that it's terrible.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelic.
Thank you.
Global Garage. Well, North American Garage starting off, Canada, Le Pavois des Fleurs, then Continental European Garage. French track from Jacques Fil, F-I-L-H, 1968-45, actually 7-inch 45 RPM EP, released on Ducrete Thompson. Track, Je Drag au Drug from Jacques Fil, then to the Netherlands for the Hagues, 1967-45 on Polydor, B-side, called You've Got It.
Phil Gray
is retrospect.
Carrying on with Continental European Garage or Freak Beat, whatever you want to call it, this band started off as Tony Lee and the Fenders. They then became the Beaches, B-E-A-T-C-H-E-R-S. Then were threatened with a lawsuit from a group out of Gothenburg called the Beaches, B-E-A-C-H-E-R-S. So a radio station held a competition to come up with a new name because they had lost their name. The name they chose, the name Losers. Band together, well, I guess from their origin 62 through to the end of 1966. The name Losers, this is a track called Do Ao, D-O-A-O. It, I believe, first appeared on a 7-inch, 33 and a third, single-sided flexi disc on a label called Bild Journalen out of Sweden, September 66. The name Losers, Do Ao.
Do these things seem far-fetched to you? If you lived in Russia or China or Cuba, they would not seem so. The citizens of these countries for many years have felt the iron heel of communism upon their daily lives. And unless we have some rapid changes in our country, our easygoing life of 40 hours a week workload and 2 or 3 weeks of paid vacation a year will soon be over. We too will be on the same schedule of every communist nation on earth. You will be at work by 5 o'clock in the morning. You'll work until 8 o'clock at night. You'll be forced to work under armed guards continually. You won't work 5 days a week. You won't work 6 days a week. Instead, you'll work 7 days a week, 363 days out of the year. You'll only have 2 days a year off. Those 2 days will be used to praise the communists and take over.
You know that I love you.
Baby, I love you so. I think it's time now to tell me, baby, that you love me. If you're a baby, your reply was no.
On you, and the hands of the clock will seem to stand still. Even heavier on your heart will be the memory of seeing children lying dead in the streets. Who are these children? They are Christian boys and girls who refused to give up their faith in Christ. Had they yielded to the demands to become atheistic communists, they could have lived. Yet because they chose to remain steadfast to Jesus Christ, they had to be annihilated to keep them from contaminating the minds of other boys and girls. Perhaps you're saying, I would not permit this kind of thing to happen. How could you stop it from happening? If you try to interfere, they'll shoot you down like clay pigeons.
Bye. gente che giudica non lo sa.
Listening to this kind of dirt, I mean, if you've got pictures of these trashy people, if you're reading these dirty magazines that promote this kind of stuff, this altar just fits your needs.
Hey!
Well, we've been exploring continental European garage. Name losers out of Sweden, Do Owl, top of the set. Then the Black Stones Orchestra. Only one release from this band, or at least according to Discogs. The Black Stones Orchestra, a track called Why, 7-inch, 45 RPM release, out of Cyprus. Can't read the label name because it's in, is it Cyrillic? But the band, the Black Stones Orchestra. Then to Italy for I Liars, a track I've had a few times here on Retrospect. Estremo Oriente, released on IPM in 1967. And we wrap the set with a track out of Sweden, Paul Veta, with Hey Joe, or Hedge Joe, H-E-J, but Hey Joe, 1967 release. We could argue that it's a cover of a Leaves track. Of course, we can go back further than that. From Sweden's Paul Veta. Bringing us to the end of this week's Retrospect, please remember, many, many episodes available on any podcasting platform. Remember, you can connect with me through Facebook or Instagram or TikTok. Just look for Retrospect 60s Punk. Appreciate your feedback. If you can rate and review the podcast, that really, really helps. You can do that on your iPhone. Just go to your podcasting button or look on whatever platform you use for the opportunity to rate or review. Appreciate that. Leaving you with a little bit more continental garage or freakbeat out of Belgium. Although this track really by a band leader and composer called Roger Moray, Belgian musician, best known for soundtracks for movies such as Cash Cash. This one though, a 1968 45 on Discs Vogue. A side of this 45. The track is called Zug, or Z-U-G, from Roger Moray. That's it for Retrospect this week. Thanks again. I'm Phil Gray. Retrospect. Retrospect's Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
Tragedy, horrible tragedy, worst in our country's history, a horror show.
This free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.
In a world where kindness meets great prices, there's YGK Thrift, your destination for secondhand treasures. But did you know that every purchase at YGK Thrift helps support Almost Home, a local nonprofit providing temporary housing for families with children receiving hospital care?
Buy something at YGK Thrift. You're not just finding items at Greenpeace's. We're also providing comfort and support to families in their time of need. Every dollar you spend goes directly towards creating a warm and welcoming home for this bereaved family.
So next time you're searching for that perfect vintage find, choose YGK Thrift. Together, we can make a lasting impact on the lives of these brave children and their families. Shop with purpose at YGK Thrift and help us support Almost Home.
YGK Thrift. Making a difference one purchase at a time.
The Corridor is an award-winning news program hosted by Dinah Jansen and Jesse Bell, airing every Thursday at 5 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. With contributions from local Journalism Initiative reporters ranging from Morrisburg to Coburg, The Corridor is your premier destination for truly local news that matters to you. The Corridor is also available as a podcast on all major podcast streaming platforms.
Need a place to go and watch a picture show? It's unique, boutique, the screening room, Kingston's only downtown cinema, a cool and cozy gem. So silence that phone, leave your worries at home, take an armchair vacation